The Ministry of Education has compiled a master list of supplementary textbooks for grades 1 to 9. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean addresses the new guidelines in relation to book lists and the rationale behind the ministry's actions. She was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
The Ministry of Education currently spends over $900 million per year on textbooks that would have been reviewed and approved by the ministry, would have been aligned to our curriculum for use within the education system at the primary and secondary levels. With this huge expenditure, we have found that on a yearly basis, we still have parents spending sometimes up to $60,000 purchasing supplementary materials for their children. We have reviewed the situation island-wide, and we have found that in some cases, some of these books that parents are being asked to purchase are already on the approved textbook lists, and some of these books are not used by the teachers during the course of the year. And so it's almost a waste where some of these books are being purchased by parents. And so having done that survey, the Ministry of Education took the decision for this year to provide some guidelines for the purchase of supplementary materials for students. At the grades 1 to 3 level, our directive is that one supplementary book should be purchased at each grade, and this can be a reader, something that will assist the student in gaining additional information as they go through the integrated curriculum. At the grade 4 to 6 level, the recommendation here is that parents purchase the GSAT workbooks for four areas: language arts, mathematics, science, social studies. This, of course, would be adequate with the books that the ministry would be providing at the primary level. At the grade 7 to 9 level, we ask parents to purchase the literature books because these are not provided by the ministry on the loan scheme. We have a clause here, though, which indicates that if there are students with specific learning needs where the schools need to look at additional material that will meet those needs, we ask to include these on the book list, but these have to be approved by our education officers. With these guidelines, we are indicating to parents that at the primary level, they should not be spending more than an average of $5,000, and at the grade 7 to 9 level, an average of $12,000. We have not placed any restrictions on the upper secondary grades 10 and 11 because students are encouraged to read widely. The books are usually aligned to the CSEC syllabi, and hence we ask for parents to just try to be very wise in the selection of texts that are needed at that level. But we do provide the core texts aligned to the syllabi from a CXE for those students. So Ian, we are trying to see if we can curtail cost to parents and also to prevent wastage in terms of purchasing books that are not being used.
And have you received reports that in some instances schools are still recommending books which might push the costs over those recommended levels?
Of the approximately 60% of book lists that we have approved so far, we have been doing our sampling and we have not seen many. What I will say, however, our regional officers would have reviewed and would have asked schools to make adjustment to their book list when they are going through the sign-off process. But I have had a look at least three that came to the attention of the central office, and we have had discussion with the school administrators and the adjustment were made. I want to say also, Ian, that there are some basic things that parents must buy, which are really not considered to be texts. So, for example, the hymnals and Bible and geometry sets, pens, pencils, graph books and dictionary and atlases and so on.
So
those are
separate.
General things.
Okay.
Right. But what we have been doing, our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. Mm-hmm. And by and large, the guidelines that we have suggested, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.